the last video, we dove into happy accidents and how bringing spontaneity into your videos can really bring the magic. Today, we're going to be talking about a lovely topic called the dork factor. The dork factor is essentially exactly what it sounds like. It's about being a dork on camera, intentionally. Now, when it comes to professional videos and what you put out there into the world, I am not, by any stretch of the imagination, recommending that everyone needs to tap into their dork factor. In fact, it may be completely inappropriate for the industry that you're in. However, for our purposes here in this safe community, as you're learning about how to unleash your it factor, tapping into your inner dork, letting go of some of the control and the idea of who you're supposed to be on video is a great way to help get that it factor going. Now, there are actually three camps of people when it comes to the dork factor. The first group is people who just don't want to look like a dork in their videos. They're afraid of it. They don't want people to see them in that light. Number two is people who want to be more dorkish in their videos but are afraid to, don't know how to. And number three is people who are already being dorky in their videos. Which one do you fit into? Now, the fear of looking like a dork on camera is, I get it, it's a real fear. You don't want to look like a fool. You don't want to embarrass yourself. You want to be composed and well put together and professional. I get it. However, bringing out your inner dork is actually a great way to release more of your personality in your videos, believe it or not. Daring to actually just be a nerd, to bring out your inner geek in our lovely safe community, has so much power, it's crazy. Now, why does the dork factor have so much power? Well, it's because the fear of looking like a dork can hold you back from everything else that's fabulous about you. When it comes to releasing videos outside of our lovely safe community, you definitely want to make sure that the dork factor is appropriate for your clients, because you don't want to put something out there that's so wildly inappropriate that it will turn them away. I understand that it may not be appropriate for your publicly released videos outside of our community to show that part of yourself, but here it's completely appropriate. So I want you to consider, where and when in your life do you become a dork? Now, for me, it's pretty clear I have a lot of dorkiness in me. You've already seen my lightsaber. I am an old school Star Wars nerd like crazy, and it shows up from time to time. I can be a little dorky, well, a lot dorky and socially awkward sometimes. It comes out, it happens. I also become a big dork when I'm with the hound, when I'm with the dog. I just dork out when I'm with him. I get so silly. I sing crazy, silly songs. I invent all sorts of nicknames for him, and I do like my happy dance for him. He thinks I'm crazy. Like, he looks at me like I'm a dork. But I still dork out. I totally dork out. So I want you to really consider, like, where in your life do you dork out? Is it when you're hanging out with your friends, hanging out with your kids, if you have kids? Is it when it's like Friday night and you're just like chilling with your spouse and you guys just, I don't know, get goofy? Do you have a passion that is really nerdy, like my Star Wars passion? Do you dance, like, do old school dances on the dance floor and don't care that everyone thinks you're like crazy when you're doing the, what is this? The sprinkler. Oh no. So yeah, dork, the inner dork. So you may be asking yourself, why is she talking about the dork factor? What does this have to do with my business and getting comfortable on camera? Well, your dork factor holds a lot of power. Tapping into the dork factor in our community is a great way to help you let your hair down a bit. Oh yeah, it's all about helping you to relax more, to show off your goofy side, to have some fun, and to play. Yay! We love to play. Life's too short to take everything seriously. Making videos can be fun. Okay, so you have learned a bunch about the dork factor. Let's have a quick little review. You learned about the three different camps around the dork factor. You learned that it may or may not be appropriate for your professional videos for your business. You learned that using your dork factor in your practice videos is a great way to get more comfortable and have more fun. And you've been asked to consider where you are a dork in your life. Okay, that is it for the dork factor. Woo! Yeah! Dork it out. Dork it out. Okay, yeah. So anyhow, I've got some more great stuff lined up for you in the next video. So head on over and remember to... What do we gotta do? We gotta comment in the group, share your ahas from this video, share with your peeps. Make sure you download your sweet sheet PDF and get your homework on. And of course, press record on your practice videos, your video missions for this week. Okay, I'll see you in the next video. Dream up.